Never heard that.
Now, hang on, hang on. You've been hanging on a while. I think you might have gone into some kind of torpor
is
here, Andy.
Yes, affirmative squeeze compression thing.
Oh, I see. I see. You want to call it compression? Yes, I do apologise.
Thank
God. Oh,
a little bit.
You should warn us when.
He got us.
Yes, we kind of say he got us. And I told you, there's a flare gun next to you, Ola. When they're making a joke, when the audience are making a joke, fire off a flare because I don't see them always. That was Andy Intensby. Thinks that perhaps instead of squeeze, it should be called compression. I don't know what people out there are laughing at. You're part of the audience too. Yeah. 0207 224 2000. Best album titles, worst album titles. We're doing also unique superstitions, Chris, this morning. For people who have to get downstairs before the toilet stops flushing. There's this odd thing about saying when you see a magpie, this thing about that's not been nailed down. You have to say good morning, my brother, three
times.
Here it is. What? Oh, ladies and gentlemen,
that Maltese.
I'm hoping it's a Maltese.
He reached inside his trousers.
Christopher just reached inside his trousers and has produced a small round stone. And so, come on, fess up. What is the tale of that? What is the deal with it?
Well, I picked that stone
out of Blackheath about 6 days ago.
Yeah.
Shortly before. That's a nice stone. Then where did you? Why are you carrying a stone in your pocket?
I don't know. It's something that I've always done. I find a stone and I carry it for about a year.
Wow. So where'd you get that one then?
I got it from a cemetery.
Really?
Yeah.
We had a fellow on last week who's written a book called Great... We've only been on the air 2 weeks. We're doing pretty okay, but we had a fellow on last week, didn't we?
He was a bit nervous.
Would a drink have steadied those nerves, seriously, wouldn't it? And he sat over there, and he'd written a book called Great Deaths, and so keen was he to publicise it that he performed one live on the air, didn't he?
Oh, no.
Anyway, he was on about cemeteries. What particular cemetery is that from?
The one in Ha Ha Lane in Charlton.
But there are road names thing. You know they tied it up in Nunhead Cemetery. I think it's a scandal. They tidied it up.
What do you mean
it's
tidied it up?
It's got through it now, and all the gravestones have been straightened up, and now it looks like
that's sad.
Yeah, instead of being one of the great Gothic places in London, now it's been tidied up.
It's been washed.
It has been.